Okay, now we're going to talk about attracting partners. Now, if you're doing a seed launch or an internal launch, you don't need to do this part. You don't need to attract partners at this point. It's probably not too early to start thinking about partners and thinking about some of this stuff and thinking about how you're going to attract partners. But, you know, this is mainly if you're doing a big JV launch, or if you're starting with no list whatsoever, but you've got good knowledge of whatever market and niche you're in and can create an initial product. If you can create that initial product, then you can do one of these launches with partners to get yourself the list. So again, if you have a seed launch, or just doing an internal launch, you don't have to worry about this now, but it's not too early to start thinking about it. So first of all, let's talk about finding affiliates. The easiest way is, well, there's several different easy ways. One of them is good old-fashioned Google. You just go to Google and you take your number one search term in your market or your niche, and you do a search and you find out who's there. So here we are in Google, and say we're in the Learn Guitar market. You just do a search there, and then you've got all these sites here, and you can go, you know, many pages deep of people that could be potential partners. You also have ads over here. Now you can just click through and you can click through, and then what I do is I take a look at the site, see if this is a site I want to be involved in. This site doesn't look like they're collecting opt-in addresses. I don't see any opt-in forms, but they're selling stuff, so they got a list of customers. So you can do a search and search on contact, and bingo, there, they've got a contact field. And here they give you all their contact information. So now you've got their contact information. Now what I do is I create a spreadsheet. So here's a super simple spreadsheet. I just have, so I would go in here, and this is Guitar Tricks. And then I would put in the contact, their email, address, and phone, when I contacted them, what their response was, the status, if they're going to promote, if they're not interested in promoting, if they might promote later on. And then I could put in any notes here. And so I would identify that my top targets, and you know, you could go after 20 or 30 or 50 or 100. This is a numbers game. You're not going to get everyone that you contact. But you can just go through here and create your little database in a spreadsheet. There's all different ways you can do this. I just am comfortable in spreadsheets, so I use a spreadsheet. Okay, so another way you can do it is you watch competitors. Obviously, if you're in a market or a niche, you should be keeping an eye on what your competitors do. So again, go to that Google search and look at who's in your top listings, top 20, 50, 100 listings. See who's advertising on that left or the right side in the Google AdWords. And you should probably join their list. You should go ahead and set up a Gmail account or a Yahoo account, some free account somewhere. And I would use Gmail or Yahoo. I'd probably use Gmail. So just go to gmail.com, set up a new email address, and use that email address to join your competitors' lists. So see what they publish, see who they're advertising. You know, see if they ever publish other people's stuff, if they ever advertise for other people. What you want to start doing is creating a database of everyone in your market, but the major players in your market, so you can understand how the market works. Another place you can look for affiliates is at ClickBank. So this is ClickBank. This is basically a marketplace where a lot of people can sell products and people can promote those products. It's basically a meeting place between people selling stuff and people looking to be affiliates for stuff. So you can just go to clickbank.com right there, go to their marketplace, and if you just type in guitar, you're going to get a list of all these sites that are selling stuff about guitar and about learning guitar. And again, you can just start clicking through and you can take a look at what they're doing, see if they're collecting email addresses. You can do your little, see if they've got a contact information. It looks like they do. It's down here below where you can see, you know, they've got contact information. Now, if you get to a site where you can't find contact information, then you can go to this little tool, the Better Who Is. And this is just better-whois.com. And you go in there and you type in the domain. You do a search. It's going to ask you to give them the little CAPTCHA code. And if it ever comes back to us, there we go. And if you scroll down, you can often get their contact details. Now, they have them obscured here, but a lot of times you'll get the address and phone number. Let's go back and find one where we can actually see this stuff. This was... See, I went and had and typed in this. This is a different domain, Guitar Tricks, and you can see it gives you an email address. It gives you a physical address, and it gives you a phone number. So that's Better Who Is. That's basically how you find the contact information for these sites. Now, another way you find affiliates is by going to live events. And this has made all the difference for me in my business, is by getting out to seminars and workshops. And you want to go to seminars and workshops in your niche. So when I was in the investing niche, I would go out to the money show and I would go to live events that were based around investing and trading. Now I'm more selling stuff in the internet marketing space. So I go out to internet marketing events. You go there with the idea of meeting people that you might end up working with in various fashions, including they could be affiliates or partners for you. Okay, so that's the basics of finding affiliates. Now let's talk about how you approach those affiliates. This idea of climbing the food chain. Now, in any market, there are the absolute top tier affiliates, the top tier movers and shakers, the gurus in that space that have the biggest lists and the most influence. Those people are obviously great to have as partners and affiliates, and if they can promote for you, they can instantly put you on the map. Of course, they're the ones that are the busiest and have the most people coming to them, that people are always approaching them, and they're going to be the toughest people to get on their radar. So if there's the top tier, well, there's the B tier, like one step down. Now, the one step down, they might be perceived by quite a few people as gurus, and they've got a decent-sized list, and they've got some presence. And then below them are the C tier. And these people, they're probably making a living, they're making some sales, but they don't have the big, wide spread name recognition. And then, you know, there's the D tier. These people are just starting to build a list and they're just starting to get going. So they actually have a list, they've got a business, but, you know, not too many people know about them yet. Now, obviously, those, you know, the top tier, the B, C, and D, they can, I mean, it's sort of a hazy definition in the split between them. It's not like, you know, hard lines between each area. But the point is, the B players know the C players, and the C players mostly know the B players. Or let's stop at the top tier. The top tier know who the B players are. They have relationships with the B players. They might know some of the C ones, but it's mostly the B ones that they're interacting with, that in the top tier. Now, the people on the B level, they want to get to the top tier, but they also know about the people one step down in the C tier. And the people in the C tier, well, they're trying to get up into the B level, but they also know the people in the D level. Well, the people in the D level are the easiest to get on their radar, and they're the hungriest. They're the people looking for deals. So if you approach those D level people, it's easy to get on their radar screen. And if you do, you know, you get to know them, build a relationship with them, you can often get introductions into the C tier. Okay? And then once you're in with the C tier and you build a relationship there, then you can often get introductions into the B tier. And then once you're in the B tier, then what's next? You're one step away from the top tier and building relationships there. So that's the idea of climbing the food chain. Just about any market or niche has this food chain, and it's always easier to make contact lower down on the food chain and work your way up. So now, how do you get on people's radar screens? One way is you buy their products. You obviously go broke if you buy products from every single person, but you figure out those people that you want to do business with the most, and you go and you buy their products. Don't just buy their products, buy their most expensive product. In most markets, most niches with most people, if you buy their most expensive product, they will know who you are. You'll be on their radar screen. After you buy their product, actually use the product in some fashion and then send them an email or send them a handwritten note about you're using their product and you're real happy with it and on and on. If you're not happy with it, then they're probably not going to be a good partner for you. But if you bought the product, buy the most expensive, that's a great way to get on their radar. Live events. I already mentioned this in finding affiliates. This is really key. This is where you make your best contacts, because meeting someone live in person is 100 times more powerful than meeting them via the phone or via email. So get out to live events and meet people. People are almost always approachable at live events. Now, there's a couple of things you don't want to do. You don't want to do T-bone networking. And this is, believe me, because I'm on the other side of this and I've felt this. It's almost like, you know, it's sometimes with some people, I'll feel like they're a pit bull and I've got a big juicy T-bone steak tied to my leg. And I want to thank Jason Potash, was the guy that gave me this analogy. I mean, it's like I'm walking around with a T-bone on each leg, you know, big, fat, nice, juicy T-bone. And there's lots of great people in the audience. I'm having a great time. And all of a sudden, one of those pit bulls will spot that and they'll just be attacking that thing and tearing into it and tearing up my leg while they're doing it. So in other words, be respectful when you approach people. And don't instantly go for the jugular. Don't walk up to them and have the first words being, hey, can you promote my product? Hey, I've got a great product. Please sell my stuff. Please sell my stuff. Please sell my stuff. You don't want to do that. You want to walk up to them, develop some type of rapport, talk about their products. Hopefully you bought their products ahead of time. Tell them you bought their products. Tell them what you like about it. Tell them what you liked about, you know, their presentation if they were speaking at the event. Just develop a relationship with them first before you instantly ask them to sell your stuff. I mean, ask them if you can sell their stuff first. Just develop a relationship first before you go for the jugular. And then don't do the shotgun networking. This is where you work in a room and you're walking around the room and you're meeting every single person, and every single person you're pitching them on selling your stuff. Look for one or two or three key people in the room that you're going to develop a relationship with. And then after you've developed that relationship, then talk about doing business. Okay, moving right along. Now, one way to get someone's attention is to go to their blog and make a comment on their blog. Because almost everyone, this is almost like an ego thing. They put out a blog post and they're loving it if they get comments. So if you make comments on their blog, especially intelligent comments, and not comments that are just designed to give you links back to your site, if you're actually adding to the conversation and you do that regularly over time, you don't have to you don't want to be like a stalker and like put a comment in every single time. But if you regularly put in intelligent comments on people's blogs, they will notice you and they will remember you. Another way to approach them is become an affiliate and start selling their stuff. I guarantee you, this will get you on anyone's radar screen if you become an affiliate and really start moving product for them. They notice who's making sales. And this is a very, very easy way to get on their radar screen if you've got a list and you can make sales. Another thing is this whole idea of ego surfing. Now, almost, especially like this will work in the internet marketing space, but it'll work in a lot of spaces. People, what they do is they put together a Google alert. And if you just go to Google, you can put an alert in on your product name, your competitor's product names. This is a really easy way to stay on top of what's happening in your market. Let me show you an example. Okay, here we are at Google Alerts. It's just google.com/alerts. Okay, here we are at Google Alerts. It's just google.com/alerts. And so if you wanted to get an alert, say like you're doing Learn Guitar stuff, you just type in Learn Guitar and you can select whether you know what you want to search. Comprehensive will give you stuff on everything, how often, once a day, once a week. And then you just type in your email and you hit create alert. And so most of the big players in many niches, in just about any niche almost, they've done this for their product name and for their personal name. This is just something people do. And if you want to get their attention, all you have to do is make a blog post on your blog where you mention their name or where you mention their product. And what they're going to do is within a day, they're going to get this Google alert. And it's going to show, you know, a little snippet. It's going to give your URL and a little snippet of what you wrote. They're going to end up clicking through to see what you wrote about them. Because this is what I mean by ego surfing. Almost everyone, there's this reticular activating system. And the reticular activating system is basically when people hear their name, they can't help but look. And if you're in a crowded room, it's a party, there's all kinds of conversations going on, but you mention someone's name and they're across the room, they're going to pick that out. You know, they might be in a conversation and there's all kinds of things going on, but if they hear their name spoken, bam, they can't stop but look in that direction. Well, this basically works the same way. If you make a blog post about their product or them, then they'll hear about it within 24, 48 hours, and almost guaranteed, and they'll click through. I'm just giving you ways to get on people's radar screen. That's what it's about. It's about cutting through the clutter, because if they've got a thriving business going and they've got a list, they're getting approached by a lot of people. So if you make comments on their blog and you make comments about them on your blog and you become an affiliate, you buy their products, this is how you start to get on their radar screen. Now, finally, there's good old social media. Now, we talked about this already up here in the Building the Buzz. I've just got one more site to give you, and that's LinkedIn. So we've got Facebook, MySpace, Twitter.com, and LinkedIn. If you go on these and start to build a presence, then you can do basically that reticular activating system where you talk about people. If you do that on Twitter, they're going to find out about you. If you're on Facebook and become a friend, maybe you start writing on their wall, or you start sending them messages. A lot of people are more approachable on these sites than they are anywhere else. So this is just another great tool for reaching and approaching affiliates. And so if you wanted to get an alert, say like you're doing Learn Guitar stuff, you just type in Learn Guitar, and you can select whether you what you want to search. Comprehensive will give you stuff on everything, how often, once a day, once a week, and then you just type in your email and you hit create alert. And so most of the big players in many niches, in just about any niche almost, they've done this for their product name and for their personal name. This is just something people do. And if you want to get their attention, all you have to do is make a blog post on your blog where you mention their name or where you mention their product. And what they're going to do is within a day, they're going to get this Google alert. And it's going to show, a little snippet. It's going to give your URL and a little snippet of what you wrote. They're going to end up clicking through to see what you wrote about them. Because this is what I mean by ego surfing. Almost everyone, there's this reticular activating system. And the reticular activating system is basically when people hear their name, they can't help but look. And if you're in a crowded room, it's a party, there's all kinds of conversations going on, but you mention someone's name and they're across the room, they're going to pick that out. You know, they might be in a conversation and there's all kinds of things going on, but if they hear their name spoken, bam, they can't stop but look in that direction. Well, this basically works the same way. If you make a blog post about their product or them, then they'll hear about it within 24, 48 hours, and almost guaranteed, and they'll click through. I'm just giving you ways to get on people's radar screen. That's what it's about. It's about cutting through the clutter, because if they've got a thriving business going and they've got a list, they're getting approached by a lot of people. So if you make comments on their blog and you make comments about them on your blog and you become an affiliate, you buy their products, this is how you start to get on their radar screen. Now, finally, there's good old social media. Now, we talked about this already up here in the Building the Buzz. I've just got one more site to give you, and that's LinkedIn. So we've got Facebook, MySpace, Twitter.com, and LinkedIn. If you go on these and start to build a presence, then you can do basically that reticular activating system where you talk about people. If you do that on Twitter, they're going to find out about you. If you're on Facebook and become a friend, maybe you start writing on their wall, or you start sending them messages. A lot of people are more approachable on these sites than they are anywhere else. So this is just another great tool for reaching and approaching affiliates. So that was approaching affiliates. Now let's talk about just the first contact. This will be really quick. This is different ways you can contact them and in increasing power. Email is the least powerful, the most easily overlooked, the most easily missed, the most easily dismissed. Next best would be send them actually direct snail mail, or better would be a FedEx. So send them an overnight package, and that could be the way you establish contact with a partner. Better yet would be a phone. Give them a call and talk to them over the phone. Find out what you can do for them. Then, and then develop a relationship there. Best would be in person at an event. So this is the way you want to do it. If you can, you want to first meet them in person. If that doesn't work, and I'll tell you something else about live events. The place where real business is done is generally in the bar after the main sessions. This is like, if it's, say it's a seminar or a workshop, the bar, you don't have to be a drinker. You can sit there and drink water or, you know, Coke or whatever, orange juice, whatever you want. But the bar is where the real deals generally are made. That's where people relax. That's where they get to know each other. Next best would be over dinner. If you can go out to dinner with someone, take them out to dinner, or go out to dinner with a group of people. Now, it's often hard. Like, I know when I'm at an event, I get like tons and tons of people asking me, you know, we can go out to dinner. It can be a little overwhelming at times. So, I mean, don't, you know, be gracious. If someone says, boy, I've already got something going on, be gracious. But in person's the best. Phone's next best. Mail or FedEx is next best. And the least effective is email. Now, hopefully you've done all this stuff up here that I just mentioned about how to get on their radar before you're making this first contact, or as you're making the first contact. Now, education, I just put this here because in some markets, you might need to do this education. Like if you're selling hand-carved wooden dolls, maybe the people in that market aren't that familiar with joint ventures and affiliate deals. And I don't know. I don't know that much about the hand-carved wooden doll market. So, I'm not insulting them at all, but there are some markets where people just aren't aware of affiliates or joint ventures. So you'll need to do some education. The good news in those is because, since they don't know about them, you're not fighting this deal where you have to cut through. They're getting like 10 JV offers every single day. It'd be the opposite. They're not getting any JV offers. So now you can just go to them and explain how it works and explain how all they have to do is send you some of their traffic and you're going to give them money. And now a lot of times in those markets, people are worried about sending you traffic. They're not used to passing traffic along. They're feeling competitive. And so it is an educational thing, like where you have to say, boy, you know, these people, they can't buy enough product. They don't want just your product. They want everyone's products. Like, for example, someone recently asked me about, you know, I've talked about the Learn Guitar stuff and how I'm trying to learn guitar. And someone said, well, what's your favorite product? And the reality is I've got 30 or 40 different products, and like every month I buy a couple more. Most of them are, you know, sitting on my shelf unopened, or I've just gone through part of it. But I'm a junkie. I'm an information junkie. And in most markets where they have people are enthusiastic about stuff, they're junkies and they don't want to buy just from one person. So it's just sort of an education process that you have to go through with the people in your market. And the other thing is you got to pick your battles. There's some people that you can just tell right off they're never going to promote for you. Maybe they do feel ultra competitive. They feel like they're a really closed person. They don't want to promote for other people. They think they're going to, you know, solve all their market's needs. If you run into those people, then just give up. Don't try to convince them. Move on to the next person. There's always going to be a next person, and this is a numbers game. Okay, now on to the pitch. Now here, the real key is that metrics rule. Metrics are the measures in your business. So like, this is where I talked about doing the internal launch first was really cool, because then you could come back and tell them, boy, for every person on my list, we made, you know, $57. And since I'm paying a 50% commission, that means you would get, you know, whatever, $27.50. And so, you know, just go ahead and mail my stuff. You're gonna make a lot of money. So if you can tell them exactly how your product has sold in the past, especially to your internal list, then you're going to be one step ahead of the game. If you didn't do an internal launch with your list, but you had a prior product that did really well, you can talk about how well that prior product converted. But basically what you're doing is you're trying to turn it into how they can make money, using your product, and you want to break it down into nice simple numbers and give them those nice simple numbers. Of course, you're always explaining what's in it for them, how they're going to make money. And now, in terms of activating current partners, I want to show you like a sample email. This is one that you can just take and use. And this is basically, it would just be subject line is personal from your name. So if you're Joe, personal from Joe. And this is a real, this is a pet peeve for me. The only time I put something like that, personal from me or personal email, is when it actually is personal. I'm sending an individual email to them. I know some people, they think they can get their emails opened if they're emailing to, your, to their list if they say it's personal from them. But to me, you're lying to them. It's not personal. And you're, it's just bad juju. It's going to cost you in the long run. People will stop opening your emails. They'll stop believing you. So only time I actually use that personal in my subject line is if it's an individual email that I've created and I'm sending to one person. So personal from your name, you know, Joe Bob, then you address it to their name. And since it's an individual email, you can do that. I've put some personal stuff up here like, hey, it was great seeing you at the seminar last month, or hope the new baby's doing great, or, you know, have you gotten a chance to go skiing? I try to put something personal here. Generally, when I'm activating my close JV partners, these are people I actually know. It could be as simple as, hey, boy, I saw you release that new product. That was really cool. Or I like the new site redesign. I try to put some personal information up here. And it doesn't have to be like an essay, just one sentence, so that they actually do know that it's an individual email to them and you're developing, you're connecting with them, developing that relationship. Then down here, in any case, I just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm going to be releasing your product, put your product name here and put your launch date here. We will go into pre-launch and put your pre-launch date here. And I would love to have you on board to promote. I'll give you more details soon. It will be, you want to give them the basic outline of what the product's going to be, because they're going to want to know. Tell them what the price is and tell them what the commission is. So I'm going to have more details soon. It will be my Super Guru 2000 guitar teacher. The price is going to be $47. We're going to have a payment plan, and the commission is going to be 50%. That simple. Then you can put, by the way, and this is where you tell them the metrics from your internal launch or from your last launch. If you're just starting out, you don't have anything to put down here, you know, leave this blank. Don't put anything in there. But this is where you tell them how they're going to make so much money because of the prior success you've had. And so this is some proof, basically a proof element where you're telling them about either your internal launch or your last launch. Very simple, very short. Remember, all your affiliates are very, very busy, so you want to keep it short and punchy. So that wraps up the partner portion of the pre-launch. I'm going to be covering a lot more about how to actually work with them and to get them really rabid to promote your product and completely fully on board. Once we get into the pre-launch section, I'm going to be showing you the exact email sequences that I've used. All of this is brand new stuff for Product Launch Formula 2.0. In fact, most everything I've covered today here is all brand new to Product Launch Formula 2.0. It wasn't in the original version. But that's basically the pre-launch where you just want to start working on your partners and seeding the partners.